Okay. The pasuk says, again, the parasha, V'yashkemoim ha'boik, V'yachosh chamayro, V'yidach shenayro, V'yitoi, etc. V'yokim v'rei, lechem okim. Gemar m'sachem, Rav Talid, V'yidach b'raisa, Kol yayim kosher l'mila, El shazrizim akdim l'mitzvahs. Shnema v'yashkem avram ba'boiker. We know the pasuk by the keda that Jews magdim le mitzvahs by Mila. So Mefarshim asks that by Avraham Avinu by Mila, he wasn't a zariz. He did the Mila. Chatzi ayayim, betzi ayayim azeh. Nimo Avraham Yishmael benayim. Why was him kind of din of zrizim? The din of zrizim we learned out from Avraham Avinu himself. We asked him about bike in this week's parasha. So why in last week's parasha wasn't he a zariz? Two to go. Zatis Techemet. Techemet brings down a sefer, Rei Chaim, whatever, one of his Techemet type of svarim, and he answers that Zerizim Makdim is only by Mila Bezmana. Mila Shalei Bezmana, once you already blew it, it's ready past the time, then there's no Din Zerizim anymore. Hal Bitchi Itchi. And therefore, Avraham Avinu, although he's the Spitz Zariz, we learn out Din Zerizim Makdim from Avraham Avinu, but not by Mila Shalei Bezmana, and Avraham Avinu's Mila was considered Mila Shalei Bezmana. Sechem is Daicha. And he says, there's no svara that Mila Shalei Bezmana should be different. Mila Bezmana is Din Zerizim. So Mila Shalei Bezmana, let's say the child was sick and then kid got better. As soon as you do the Mila, Abada, you should do it Bezrizas, like any other mitzvah. What's the difference? Now, this that the that Sefer assumes that the Mila of Avraham Avinu was considered Mila Shalei Bezmana, it's not so pasha b'chlal, but the flaw in the Panim Yafos does say that as well. And he asks the Kasha, and Rashi says, Rashi says, B'yayim, that's the B'yayim Azeh, Rashi says, he did it B'yayim and not B'layla. So the flaw understood that when Rashi says B'yayim V'layla means inside the din that Mila is kosher B'yayim, Mila is not kosher B'layla. And he says, what do you mean? Mila Shalei Bezmana. Gemara says it's kosher B'yayim V'layla. Right? Mila Shalei Bezmana is kosher B'yayim V'layla. And Avraham Avinu's Mila is Mila Shalei Bezmana. Yeah? It wasn't 8 days old. So Mela, why does Rashi say it's possible B'layla? Now, truth of the matter is that the Chayra, it's no Raya, that Rashi doesn't, Chayra Pashas, Rashi is not referring to the din of the halacha of Yayim Vaibalayla. Rashi is just saying, he did the Mila, Be'atzim Yayim Azeh, and not Balayla, he didn't do it still a hate, do it at night when no one's looking, so that he really did it, Bereish Kalei, in the middle of the day, in broad daylight. That's what Rashi means. B'yayim B'layim B'layim means he did it in broad daylight, and he didn't like hide somebody to do it. He was not, Rashi's not necessarily telling you halacha, they did it B'yayim B'layim B'layim, it's not halacha, that Mila's only kosher B'yayim and not B'layim. Akapam, the flaw answers, the Yafis answers, very interesting, he says that the Mila, this is the Mila of Geiris, and the Mila of Geiras, the Chul Alma, is Dafka B'yayim. There's the Shulchan Aruch. Another Teretz, he says. That since Chazal say that when the Malachim came, it was Gimel and Mila, right, Malachim Gil Mila was Erev Pesach. So if he would have waited until the night after, then the Shlishli of the third day of the Mila would be Lel Pesach, And there's a chash of he might have to be mechal Shabbos. And there's a tashbis that's paskins that milish leibis mana you can't do on Thursday. Why? So you shouldn't come to Chol Shabbos. So the tashbis says you can't do mila on milish leibis mana on Thursday because the third day is more of a sakana on Shabbos. So you're putting yourself into a makom you might have to do Chol Shabbos. And a mela, so here the hafla is a pshetel. So if the third day of the mila was erev Pesach, if he would do it not that day, we do the night after. It would already be the third day mila would be on Pesach. Be on Yom Tov ready. B'chash you have to make mechal Yom Tov. So mela Avraham Avinu didn't do it at night. So akapanim. So yet again, his kasha was. Why didn't Rashi couldn't do it at night? So one teretz is it was geiris. Another teretz is als the tajbis. We'll talk about the tajbis Hashem in the hemshach.
Does he also hold the 3 to 4 yantars out
there? Tajbis. He doesn't say beferish. But why should be different? Just because you're learning yantif, why should be more kavis? You're talking about doing melacha. That's not like a nefesh. I guess you know. It's a chash. It's still chash from lachas that won't be mutter. It's always metayach hastes. Yeah, metayach. There should be a nefesh like tzarech. What? Uh huh. Okay, I hear. Fine. Maybe there'll be another pickbook on the afla. Everything you do, mustamur will be a hat of metayach. So it won't be an isser anyway. So what malacha you're gonna have to do on for the mila that would involve the chil yamtiv? Because we say mitarech shulchan malachas yamtiv is mutl lech nefesh, right? And we say mitarech shulchan tzarech chutz namish leil tzarech. Mechalik zushayim has to be any tzarech or at least some tzarech. No tzarech if he matches me any tzarech if he ties all zushayim and lalach we say it has to be. A tzarech tzas, yeah. So whatever it is for the mila, chayav b'tzarech. So, okay. The kasha on the hafla. Agapanim the. So again, so the hafla is also assuming that batzim is milish leibis mana. That's why you couldn't do it at night because it would be too close to yantiv. The klei chemda says that milas Avraham Avinu was milish leibis mana because the ray. Milah shalab is mana, if you're mitzvah to do on the 8th day, if some reason you can do on the 8th day, it says Milah shalab is mana. But Milah Savram, he did it when he was mitzvah. So it was bismana, because that's when the tzivoy was. He was 100 years old, but so what? But the tzivoy was then. It means the raya from the Pirkei Avlazer that says, the Pirkei Avlazer says, not like we just said before, that it was Pesach time, it was on Yom Kippur. And Chol Shana V'Shana, the Pirkei Avlazer says, "Kosh Baruch Roy Dam Milasa Shel Avraham Avinu, U'Mechaper Al Benayis Shel Yisrael." Part of the kapara of Yom Kippur is because Avraham Avinu did Mila on Yom Kippur, going to Pirkei Avlazer, and that stands us thousands of years later. That gives the kapara. So he says, if it's Shalai Bizmana, it wouldn't be Daich Yom Kippur. A karka must be considered Bizmana. So. Akapanim. Oh, so Gabi asked him Kasha of why wasn't he Zaris? So the Radal on the Pirkei Avlazer says because he was the tzivo he was to do Beis Miyam Hazeh. So Meila, it's not Shaykh Zrizus. The time of the mila was batzim yom hazeh. Yeah, so mela, it's no taina that Ram wasn't a zara is legavi mila.
But he was a
duet
with
Pearson. What?
The tzivo was a duet with Pearson.
No, the tzivo was a duet batzim yom hazeh.
Chef said batzim yom hazeh.
What? It doesn't say that in the Pasuk, but he's suggesting that if Avram did it, that's Yom HaZeh, the pshat is that the tzivah was due Betz Yom HaZeh. It's not the fair in the tzivah. But it says that Betz Yom HaZeh, Nima Avram, so the Dal is suggesting that the pshat is because that the tzivah was Betz Yom HaZeh. The Radal also brings down from the Magen Avram, Pirzei Ranan, and there he says that it was Avram's own cheshbin, but that was Doicha's rizus. The Hainu, he wanted it to be mefarsim, lu bepirsim. So Goyim shouldn't say Rashi brings down that if they would have known, they would have stopped him, right? So Mela. So maybe that's why he waited. Als pirsum, he wanted to be mefarsum the mila. Which Derech Agav, the Shul Kashan, that Rashi. Rashi says that the Hindu he did Betz Yom HaZeh, so Goyim should be able to say that they would have stopped him. Ma'isa, there's a in Zayis Bracha, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi means the Chazal say by Moshe Rabbeinu. And by the Teva, and what's the third one? The Moshe Rabbeinu died. Betz Yom HaZeh. People they shouldn't say they would have stopped him. The Teva. And what's the third one?
Tzitzis Mitzrayim.
So Betz is Kasha. It doesn't say Mila. So I saw Moshe. Josh Moshe has a pshat of a carrot that by Mila Dafka. The Goyim would be very happy because the Ram's whole thing is that religion is for everyone, not like the Goyish priest and Pope. They're kilo, they have different halachas. So if here he's going to show and only he does Mila, that would sort of take away his whole chinuch approach, his whole kirov tactic over here. So Mela, forget they'd be very happy. But he did a dafka. That was the whole sign of the kaid of him, of the whole sign of the bismillah. Let me show you now. Him. So that's the Magen Avraham. Oh, the shaila is though. So again, so if the Radal's mashma, the tziva itself was on Betz Yom HaZeh. The Magen Avraham is not saying the tziva was then, but Rav Avinu made his own cheshbon instead of being a zaraz. He wanted to have the maila of the pirsum, and that's why he waited. Shaila is though, b'chayra, the mila of this pirsum is not a mila in etzem mila, and therefore, chayra is a problem because chayra it's a mavur in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis that the shaila of zrizim magdim l'mitzvus versus roiv am hadris melach, which is adif. Nakamina by bris mila, right? You could do the bris mila at 8:30 in the morning, and you do the bris mila at 1:30 in the afternoon. 8:30, 8:45, people have to go to work, people have to go to kailul. Most people won't show up. You do it in Ben Estar in the middle of the day, it'll be brayv am hadris melach. So which is adif? Yeah, a lot of people do it Ben Estar, which is not pashut b'chlal. And because the Chayr is a Ferish Gemara that Zrizim Magdimim is Adif over Roivam. Because Gemara Rosh Hashanah on Beis and Beis says that Ha'ivuf Ne'atev of Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah, so the Baal Musaf, you do Tekiyah Shaifer by Musaf, not by Shachris. But by Halal, you say by Shachris, not by Musaf. For the Gemara, what's the difference? Ma'ish Nashen, why do we do Tekiyah Shaifer by Musaf, Rav Amad Melech, because more people show up for Musaf and Rosh Hashanah than Shachris. Yeah. In fact, the Ma'ariv Hachi Halal Nami is you should do Halal by Musaf because Rav Am. Ella, why don't you do Halal by Musaf? Because even though it's Rav Am, we say it's reason Magdino Mitzvahs. So what do we see? The Gemara wants to know, so why so then Shaifer also, you should do Zrizim and do it by Shachris. The Gemara says, no, there's a Gzeira, they weren't allowed to blow Shaifer, and the Pakachim, they waited around until, you know, the Shachris, okay, they didn't blow, they left, and then they blew Shaifer. But it's before the Gemara, by Halal, the Gemara says, why do we do Halal by Shachris, not by Musaf? Because even though doing by Musaf is Raivam, but doing by Shachris is Rizim. So we see Zrizim is Adif over Raivam. Chorez Beferish Gemara that Zrizim Adin L'mitzvahs over the Mila of Zrizim overrides the Mila of Raivam.
Are there really more people during Musaf? Then for
Shachar's,
like everyone should probably.
Everyone's
supposed to come for Shachar's also, so they'll be there.
That's true. People are supposed to come Friday Shir also. A lot of things people are supposed to be doing. You know, people come Friday Shir even not when they're eating by the Rebbe Friday night. That's also a point there. So.
But it might not be so much of a difference. Like most people.
Again, who told you that it's just five more? The Gemara says. The Gemara says that more people show up for Musaf than Shachris.
Okay, I didn't know they had that reform then.
What?
Ladies.
Ladies
kind of? I guess. Ladies? Our top
one. Rashi says over there.
More?
Top. Anyway, Akapandim, it could be where some want to say that maybe there was just a little bit different Raivam, but if it's Mamash, a big difference, it's Shver. The Gemara says there's reason it's Adif over Raivam. Stopping Machalik within Raivam, it's difficult. Akapandim, Mistechem etaka, Shreis Chai Bekayim, against those that push off the Mila, the Aruch HaShulchan as well. He brings another raya. He says, the Mishnah Megillah lists all the mitzvahs that are kasher kol hayayim, right? Kol mitzvahs b'yayim is kasher kol hayayim. We had it in Brachas. And doesn't mention Mila. Doesn't mention Mila. He says, why? The other mitzvahs, it's not such a big deal if you push it off. But by Mila, the chaysim bais bris kaidish, he's nichnas into kedusha of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, it's more of a kapeda. They should do it. I guess. So meila. What? He says that's good for why the Gemara discusses the example of the mitzvah that we discuss. Zuzim Adil mitzvah is meila. As opposed to as that's where the Gemara talks about the Zrizim by Mila, because by Mila is a special Indian. So Al Kapanim says there are places that are Macher Arach Chatzais, and he says Kama Shai B'yayim Mifnei Shtusim Shlei Bo Kol Akruyim Ukedayim Shtusim Kaela. He doesn't say non intelligent Machem. He says Shtusim, yeah. Yeah, it's a voim pleili. How do you say pleili in Hebrew, in English?
What?
Pleili? Yeah, it's
what?
A... Stamped? What?
Stamped?
No, it's a voim pleili. It's a...
Grave of area.
It's not grave. It's cardinal? Not cardinal either. There's an English word for it. Oh, Mama Shanet. Not
arm.
Good. Okay, anyway. What?
I was doing it on the right arm,
the
not the right arm. It's
occasionally
working
on
some other
sort. And Bogdan Ram said, Alts Pearson. Oh, even he did say. One second. Twice, I said that. Let's just say that there. It was more of a. There was Kiddush Hashem. It was not just Al Pirsim, but Al Kiddush Hashem. That's the answer. There's the Kiddush Hashem, it could be that's Daicha. But Maisa, Zer Chagav, even though we say, what are we saying? That Raivam is Nitche from Zrizim. What about other Milas? And Ray, everyone knows the famous Shumazadeshin says that, Shumazadeshin says, Gabe. Kiddush Levana. He says you should wait for Mitzvah Shabbos. Ramav is down Shabbos Dashen. Why do you wait for Mitzvah Shabbos? Chayes Rizim Makdim. As soon as you're able to do Kiddush Levana, you should do it right away. Why do you wait for Mitzvah Shabbos? Says Shabbos Dashen because you should be lovish, big day Shabbos, you should be mvusim, It's more up to Mila. You're in Shabbos mode. Yeah? So Chayra, we see that a Mila, all the Milas are Daicha reason. So what's the difference of Mila of Rav Amam's Melech or the Mila being Mavusim Big Day Shabbos? So Chacham Sofer writes, and Chayra's biggest side, which again, other Milas. And he says, the difference when it's a mila and that's a mitzvah, or it's a side mila. So there's the mila of Rav'am is not a mila and that's a mitzvah. It's a mila chitzoni. And therefore, zrizim is adif. Mashenkein being mevusim, being a Shabbos, so you have to say that since Kiddush Levana is, we say in the Nusach, it's like Mimkal Pnei Shechina. Mimkal Pnei Shechina, dressed nicer is a mile in the Etzem Kabbalah. The Etzem Kabbalah Pnei Shechina, that you dressed in a more befitting manner. So Meila, that's the Yisrael of Chacham Sofer, which is glad to remember that the Shaila of which Meila is Daicha Zrizim, which Meila is Nidcha from Zrizim, says Chacham Sofer, depends. A mila that's a mila in the etzem mitzvah is daicha's reason. A mila, an outside mila, not.
How does he know this?
How does he know it?
Yeah.
Because otherwise he has a kasha. He has a stira between the Trumas Deshen and the Gemara.
Maybe you could say, being cobbled of Tashkina. The Etzem Kabbalah Panishina also requires Rav Hadismelch.
We're not talking about Rav Hadismelch. You're
being
Kabbalah
Shechina, so I would say that it's pretty important to have.
Okay, so fine. So you mean Chadis Menachem Mchash and Walacha? That perhaps, maybe it's true. That maybe this that we say that Drizim Magdimim is Daich Roivam. That's only by Kiyah Shofer and Hallel. But you want to say by Kabbalah Pnei Shechina, the Rav'am also makes it a better Kabbalah. Okay?
Say.
Could be. Who said that? Maybe Anachnami. So maybe if you have a Shaila of doing Kiddush Chodesh, of doing Kiddush Levana with a big tzibur, or doing it the small tzibur with just three people, then maybe you should not have to wait.
I don't know, maybe. People
that's true, but yeah.
People say Kiddush Levana instead of after Shabbos, if there's Yom Kippur right after, they say it after Yom Kippur. A lot of people do that. It's all that. Why do they wait if you're anyways in Big Day Shabbos or Matzah Shabbos?
So you have to know what's the Maila.
Big Day Shabbos, so anyways,
what? Big Day Shabbos. What do you mean? No, it's obvious. So the question is, why are they waiting? Well, what is the reason?
Right.
Not waiting because Big Day Shabbos, obviously. Right. Shabbos Shuvah, they're waiting. They want to do after Yom Kippur. I guess they want to do a mitzvah right away. After Yom Kippur, they want to do a mitzvah right away, maybe.
And that's not other.
I don't know. What's that? What? It's a simcha because in Seis Mitzvah you're more depressed. What? Could be. I don't remember. You have to mind what the reason is over there. No, that they said no by Tisha B'av it says that. No, by Tisha B'av we wait till after Tisha B'av because 9 days. But on Seis Mitzvah also, I don't remember. Okay, I have to mind what it says over there. Okay, now we mentioned the Tashbitz before that says that Milish Tov Izmana. On Yom Chamishi, you push it off. Why? Because the Shlish Lemila shouldn't be on Shabbos. So Kiyadua, the Shita of the Dvar Avram. Dvar Avram is a famous Shita regarding Milish Lebizmana. And he says that, for example, if you have two babies to be mal, one is Mila Bizmana, one is Milish Lebizmana, which one takes precedent? So intuitively, you would think that, of course, Mila Bizmana. It was mana. That's mizmana. Mishlo is mana. So mizlo is mana. Say, let that. Well, anyway, you waited. Okay, wait another hour. 15 minutes. Says Avram, no. In Daik Loshen Rambam, that he says every second that you don't do milah shel mizmana is a bitl mitzvah. In Daik Loshen Rambam, there's Mishnayis. Rambam Mishnayis says. Okay, Lashon Rambam is Rambam. Yeah, I call Yom Yom She Yav or Olav Mishnigda LeYomol. It's Atzmai. I read about the Mitzvah say. So he says Kol Yom Yom, and he wants that he's in Daik and Rambam Mishnayis. He rolls the Mila. There's Lav Dafka Kol Yom, but even every second. Akapanim Mecharef and Tashbitz Smash Manalik Dvar Avram. Because if the pshat is that you vat the Mitzvah every second, then it's a mistaber that you won't be. What are you saying? Don't do on Thursday, v'chashash, maybe you'll pekuch nefesh, right? If you don't say it, mila bezmana, right? Mila bezmana on Thursday, you do it, right? So if you bezmana is a bitl mitzvah every second, then mila show bezmana is more common than mila bezmana. So then, if mila bezmana, you do it on Thursday because that's the mitzvah. So, okay, if you have to pekuch nefesh after, you have to pekuch nefesh afterwards. It's only chashash, yeah? So, mela over here. So must be that he holds not only the Dvar Avram, that is the bitl mitzvah. Elmai, it's just in his reason. So Meila, for that, for the, anyway, Shloim Bismana. So B'yayim Hashmini, the mitzvah B'yayim Hashmini Yimol, you lost anyway. The mitzvah Bismana B'yayim Hashmini Yimol, you lost. Elmai, it's time the mitzvah Meila B'sayis. So now it's just Shiloh's reason. Meila, you don't do it on Thursday. Now. So the Varvam himself brings down the Tashbitz, and he says that Erech Nami, Tashbitz is not like him. But he's saying, but the Tashbitz is arguing the Rambam, because minimally the Rambam says you're over every day, right? The Varvam is Mechadish, and not only every day, it doesn't mean every day, every 25 hours is a new Aveira. It means every second. But either way, minimally he's arguing the Rambam, because minimally for the Rambam, If you whole day passes, he's a chayven of eira. So meila, el my taj is not going to say. So he has taj with the Rambam. He does with the Rambam. That's the Dvar Avram Sukkotay. Now, the Gavir Etz and the Nevi Tajbits, the Shach argues, and he says, "Hey, what's the mark of this whole shaila?" Gemara says that Ema Fligin Gemara on Shabbos Ema Fligin Mesvina Gimel Yom Kaidim Shabbos. Yeah? You can't go on a ship 3 days before Shabbat. I think we spoke about this reason, no? Last week we gave a share of this. I don't know. That you can't go on a ship 3 days before Shabbos. And there's different reasons why. Many reasons are shining. One of them is, the Rif says, I think it's because you're going to be Mechal Shabbos. So Meila, Harei the Gemara says, if it's Var Mitzvah, it's in Reish Meches, the Var Mitzvah is Mutter. That's God, I think from there is God the Mucker. We spoke last week about Yishva Yitzchol, that to visit a friend is called a mitzvah. You want to leave Yitzchol for a friend. The Mokar Betzim is the Simen Reish Memches, where there it says that you want to go travel 3 days before within 3 days before Shabbos. Now we're not Chayshish, you come in Chal Shabbos, for mitzvah you're allowed to. And I think over there, that's where the Mokar Rom is, that there, the Shai Weber is, that it says that even to visit a friend is called enough of a mitzvah to allow you to travel within 3 days of Shabbos, and that's where the Magen Avraham makes a tzushtel between Tavkuf Yud Aleph, it was, and Reish Memches. Akapanim, so Mel affected the Shach, even the Milosh of Ismanai, yeah, it's Milosh of Ismanai, but Saif Kol Saif, a mitzvah there is, yeah, it's a mitzvah. So Mel, if it's a mitzvah, so therefore there shouldn't be any problem to do within 3 days before Shabbos. So the Chalkz Yaakov wants a taina that the Shach must, the Shach is arguing on the Tashbitz is because the Shach holds the Avram is a bit of mitzvah. The Maisa Pasha is not true because it's a different Shach. The Shach in Siman Shin in Yerdei Shinhei, which is the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. We have a fascinating halacha. Brings down from the Tshuvas of Rabbi Yehuda Chaim, Tinuk Bechar, yeah, that was sick, and he couldn't do Mila. He got better on the 31st day, yeah, which is time for Pidyon HaBen. Right? Pidyon HaBen, by the way, is done on the 31st day, not on the 30th day. After 30 days is when the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen is. In the later we'll see if we get to it. There much of tshuva. What happens if someone thought it was a 30th day taka, and he made a whole party, invited people? It was the 30th day in the afternoon, in the late afternoon. He was going to do it. But then someone told him that whatever it is, it's supposed to be done on the 31st day, not on the 30th day. Mela, everyone came and they came to, sorry guys, no Pidyon HaBen. So Rashi was matted, hopefully we'll get to that, the Shail about Leil Pidyon Lamed Aleph. Whether you can do Pidyon HaBen the night of the 31st day, and then the Kash is Adrab, Altsiriz Magdimim, you should have to do it. We don't do Pidyon HaBen at night. The only time we do Pidyon HaBen at night is when the 31st day is Shabbos, then Mitzvah Shabbos, which is Leil Lamed Beis, then the minhag is to do Pidyon HaBen at night. But Leil Lamed Aleph, no one does Pidyon HaBen.
Why not?
Let's we'll get there.
Hopefully.
1 second. So Chayr is probably, why not? We should do it then. So we'll see about that. So Kavam Ramayisha there was Mekel, since it's a Shasat Chak and it's called Gold Kavar Bias, there was Mekel against the minhag to do Pidyon HaBen, not do Pidyon HaBen, Leil Lamed Aleph. And Ramayisha in that case said, okay, so you push it off, you wait, you'll stall for time until it's night, and then you do the Pidyon HaBen at night. Al Kapanim, the Shach brings down the Shaila. Again, the kid got better on the 31st day. So now, you have two mitzvahs in front of you. Mitzvahs Mila and mitzvahs Pidyon HaBen. Which is first? Pidyon HaBen probably. Why?
Because
you can do it in the spot. What? Because Pidyon HaBen is Bizman. And Mila is anyway Shalai Bizman.
Yeah.
Says the Shach. Even though Pidyon HaBen is Ikar Zmana now, you should do Mila first. The Mila, he says, is Ois Hachnosas Bris. Listen to this, Rabbi Isai. Vilmole, Mosh, listen. Vilmole Kabbalas HaBris Ein Chiv L'mitzvahs Pidyon Klal. You hear that? Mosh, you're not falling off your chair? Yeah? You hear what's going on here, Rabbi Isai? I'll say it again. He says, Mila is Achnosis Bris. Vilmole Kabbalas HaBris Ein Chiv Mitzvahs Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon Klal. Yeah? Mavo Arayin. He's saying, before you do Bris Mila, there's no Mitzvahs Pidyon HaBen. Because there's no Kabbalas Bris. So Mela, you have to do Pidyon HaBen Mila first. Otherwise, no Pidyon HaBen.
Does that mean if a child were sick for 6 months, you still shouldn't
be pinning
it on the
31st? So, it's a pit. Chor b'pela. Mesu echav machmas mila. That he's not doing mila, yeah, until whatever, yeah. So then, I think he's potter mitzvahs, spare time. Stop. We'll see in the Hamshach about that.
What about the one that holds mevatel mitzvah every second?
Oh, for carrot news. So that's my raya that the shach that argues in the Tashbits, the guy be doing mila shleb bismanay on Thursday is not like the chalkas Yaakov because he holds that it's a bitl mitzvah. Yeah, because if you held that there's a bitl mitzvah every second, there's a bitl mitzvah every second, then mila is first.
But maybe
right? What's that? The whole svar of Menachem svar is this is bismanay, this is not. But Pidyon HaBen, you have the whole day to do it. To do Pidyon HaBen in the morning, as opposed to in the afternoon, is just, and there's reason. Right? Even though that's the time, but Gabi doing it in the morning versus doing it in the afternoon or doing it after the Mila is only on Zrizim. If you're like the Dvar of Ram, that Mila Shalom is mine is a bitl mitzvah every second. So if a child do Mila or to do Pinyin Aben, if I have the Mila's first, every second is a bitl mitzvah. Elamai, the Shach doesn't only says this newfangled svar over here that there's no pidyon, there's no mitzvah, the lechayr is mashma makarit. He holds not like the Dvar of Ram. It's only a shayla of zrizim. Yeah? It's not a shayla of bitl mitzvah. So Mela, that's what he has to come on to. No svar that without opinions, without Mela, there's no opinion. And still he argues in Tashbitz and says, Besayf Gosayf, it's a mitzvah. Besayf Gosayf, it's a mitzvah. If you could do it, you're on Chamishi. We said, you ought to go on a boat to go visit a friend. So of course, you're on Yom Chamishi, that's called a mitzvah. So then to do Mila, even though it's mana, it's still a mitzvah. Sef Kosef, it's a mitzvah. He knows a bitl mitzvah, but a key mitzvah there is. That's why the Chayr Chavis Yaakov, it doesn't make any sense to say the Shach, that's right for the Shach, like the Dvar of Ram, because he argues in Tashbitz. No, he's arguing in Tashbitz, even on the Tashbitz's turf, that there's no bitl mitzvah, still he says Sef Kosef, it's a mitzvah, so why can't he do it on Thursday? But Minyan L'Inyan, we mentioned this shach, this wild shach, there's no mitzvah. So there's a similar idea. I skipped a little drop. But there's a similar idea in the Marshal. Marshal says like this. The shayla is if a leilein or someone's an oval, or an einin, And then he had a baby. So the question is, can he do an ayin is part of the mitzvahs, right? So can you do bris milah? Or should you wait, push it off, and wait until after the kfura? He's not an ayin. Says the mashal, listen to this mashal. He says, why is an ayin part of the mitzvahs? I'll cover the mitzvahs, right? And that's okay. The shayla of ayin is part of the mitzvahs, but he wants he could do mitzvahs. Or Aaron is Aser, we pass an Aaron is shouldn't do mitzvahs because it's covered a maze. Chayz Rash Tais is in the beginning of the second parak of Brachas. So we say, why can't he do mitzvahs? Because it's covered a maze, they should be Isaac in the maze. Says the Marshal, listen to this Cheshvan, is by Bris Mila, it's covered of the maze to do the Bris Mila. Why? Because the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says, Echad mishpacha shemeis, meis echad mishpacha, gidgu kol mishpacha. Yeah? It said, noilud ben zachar, nisrapa kol mishpacha. In other words, Lailani, when someone's nift in the family, so Batsim, there's a means a din that's matuach over this family. There's a din going on here, right? There's means a din over here. So therefore, everyone has to really be worried. Maybe they're next. Yeah? And it says, if you have a ben zachar, nisrapa kol mishpacha. Yeah? So it says the Marshal that the achnos sasai lebris hilei dasai. To ger b'mila b'milasai amrin and kolt nishanel adame. A ger, it is, a ger, gershin is gair, kolt nishanel adame. When's that? With the mila. So melos are cotton. A cotton after the bris milah is also cotton chanel dami. He's reborn, a born again Jew. Yeah, it was when he was born, and then he had the bris milah. He's born again because now he's like a ger. Yeah, he's like a ger. It's undergoing gerus. So that's a similar idea to what the shach brought down. Similar idea that there's like some type of geirus with the mila. It's something you're becoming a Jew with that. And he said before that you part it from Pidin Aben. Before you part it from the Aben. And Mashal is saying that the din by a ger is cotton chanel dami. By a Jew that has mila is also cotton chanel dami. And mela, it was by the doing the mila is a leda. Doing the mila is like a leda. When the Shalmi says, Noilu lehem ben zachar, by the milud is a leida. By milud is a leida. I'm just thinking now, maybe you could say a little a knedge. I think the Sefer Kabbalah, they bring down and says that the neshama comes in by the bris, by the Kriya Shem, by the bris. So Meila could be Takab Sibeleida, maybe it's a leida al step. Okay, that's right. Now, like this. Again. Tov. My opinion of Ben, soon. Back to the Dvar Avram. Then the Avram was Mechadish that Milo Shalabizmanoi is a bit of every second, and if two meals are funny, you do the Milo Shalabizmanoi. Mais Lachar then the Red Mihuda though is Mavur, not like the Dvar Avram. So Taj is not like the Dvar Avram, maybe he's also not like the Dvar Avram, although the Dvar Avram will tell you he has a Rambam, right? Al Gapanim, what is it to say? Look at my Yehuda, the interesting Shaila. There was a Mila Shaloi Bizmanoi. The cotton was sick, couldn't do the Mila, and the cotton got better, couldn't do the Mila. But the guy was going to wait, he wanted to wait until Erev Pesach. So he should be able to have the B'chayrim shouldn't have to fast as soon as mitzvah. He was too lazy to go learn a Masechta. It's a lot easier, Bris Mila. So he pushed off the Bris Mila, from Chanukah until Pesach, whatever. And this way, in Erev Pesach, you'll make a big Suda, and all the B'chayrim will come, and they won't have to fast. So the Neb Yehuda goes nuts on this guy. And he says, he says that what's his problem? Zuz Magdim and Mitzvahs. How can you push it off? Your problem is Zuz Magdim and Mitzvahs. So you see upon him that he doesn't say that there's a bit of mitzvah every second. When he goes to town against this guy, also he has a whole thing over there. Also, he said, Bechal, it's not so pashit that even though we say we find by Suda Siyam, you don't have to fast. But Bechal, he says, by Suda Bismila, he says, it's Bechal not so pashit. It's part of the tshuva over there. But when he's screaming, the guy is, Chayal, it's using the Dima Mitzvahs. Yeah? Now, the Chayal, Dvar Avram, he should be screaming much louder. The Bitl Mitzvah every second. Every second, from Chanukah until Pesach, the Bitl Mitzvah. Yeah? So how can you push it off? Because you want to eat, you don't want to have to fast, and you don't have to learn Masechta. So Dvar Avram himself is mayor from the Nevi Yehuda. Again, he's not intimidated. He's got his Rambam. So nothing shakes the Dvar Avram on this. This Dvar Avram incidentally caused a huge tumult b'shaitai. As you see from the subsequent Chuvis, there's like in Chelik Beis, there's like a whole bunch of Chuvis that people, I guess, took him to task for this. This was made a big tumult. And he's back and forth. Mamash was all tutzach over there, and with this Dvar Avram. Al Kaponim, the Chagas Yaakov again wants to be derecha the shoyl to the Chagas Yaakov, wants to be his right from the Nevi Yehuda. And he said that the shoyl wasn't ma'ayim properly in the lashon of the Nevi Yehuda. Because he writes, his lashon is, he says, I feel b'yayim mila atzmai, shekol yayim kosher, we say Zvi Magdino Mitzvahs. Kal v'chaymer, he says, shlo litcha is miyayim liyayim. Yeah? Afshir kvar nitcha is mizmano. It's right, mila shlo mizmano. Still, you shouldn't be doiched miyayim liyayim. V'chol makam shuv kol yayim zimnu. The Lashon is kol yayim zimnu. That sounds like Lev Mechelkes Yaakov, that he doesn't mean Al Zuz Magdimin. He means, like the Dvar Avram said, that minimally the Rambam in the Yad says Kol Yayim. He wants Mechash every second. Rambam in the Yad says Kol Yayim. So this would be what Naivu is saying. You shouldn't be Daichim Yayim Liyayim for carrot, like the Rambam, that there's a bitl mitzvah every day. Every day, you don't do meal, Shlomo's mom, it's a bitl mitzvah. So, for carrot, not only is it not a raya against the Dvar Avram, other Rambam is a raya to the Dvar Avram, at least, b'chel. Dvar Avram says a step further, even every second. No, at least what minimally what the Dvar Avram says, you see from the Rambam, that every day is a bitl, that much you do see from here. Now, Kasubi Nafmin, if it's a shayla milish of Bizmana or mil Bizmana on the same day, so then it could be, it would still be right, not like Rabbi Yehuda's Pesach, they do the milish of Bizmana. But Kapanam Gabetzim, he cited of the Rabbi Yehuda, Tanas Raya. But Maisa, though, if you're Mayan, very well in the Tshuva, Chalkis Yaakov says the guy wasn't Mayan. Yeah? So I tell him, no. He was Mayan very well. Because at the end of the Tshuva, the Nebuda writes, he says, Muvad atam shekasafti, le'el, sha'ivra al-ziriz ha-magdimin. Then he goes on to the whole Shah, I think I said he talks about whether or not the Siyam is going to work for Tainis Bukhairis. Whether the Sarah, Sudas Mila will work. Especially with Shloi Bizmana. Sudas Mila, Shloi Bizmana, whether it's going to work or not. Akapanem, but he says, Muvad atam shekasafti le'el. She'oivra al ziriz ha-magdimim. Yeah? He doesn't say, Muvad atam shekasafti le'el, she'oivrim, the bitl mitzvah every day, like the Dvar Avram. He says, Muvad atam shekasafti, the Yoivrim, what? On ziriz ha-magdimim. So, Chorz Beferish, the Rebbe Yehuda, like the Shoil of the Chalkas Yaakov, and not like the Chalkas Yaakov himself, we see that he's handling ziriz ha-magdimim, and he's not handling the night behood is chiddush and the Rambam that milah shavuz mana is a bitl mitzvah every day. We mentioned before that pinyan aben is on the 31st day, and so the question is, what about the leil lamed aleph? So the shach says v'nira the poyd nai belayla chemash b'kedush. Why not? But he says the minute is not to, right? But my statement is not. When the Shach says, it's before over there. The question is, why not? Why not? What's Pshat? Why taka don't people do Pinya Ben? Lel Laman Aleph. Zuriz Magdil Mitzvahs. So the Techemed brings down from the Chidah in the Bek Yosef. He says, taka, that in Mitzrayim, the minig was to be paid to Lel Laman Aleph. And the Gidez Radim is a Shabbat this minute. So Maisa, so Shai is like this. There's a Diyuk in the Gemara Misachim. That's Mashma, I don't know why, but there's a Shtuk Mashmais in the Gemara that the whole din of Zuz Makdimim is only from the morning. No, the mitzvah is the whole day. From the night, the whole day. Next 24 hours. Is there a svara Zriz Magdimim to do it the night before? Pashas, why not? But the Gemara, the Lashon Gemara we start off with, maybe is Mashma not like that. Because the Gemara says that Baidik, yeah, if the Baidik, Lel Yudalit, yeah, Arlar Basa, Baidik is Chams Larner, yeah, we all know that. So Gemara says, why do we do it the night before? Why don't you do it in Yudal? Why bring the night before? Gemara says, if you want to say chitaim is yuzmakdimim, that's where the whole Gemara comes in. That the Yashkemar Baiker comes in because Gemara is talking about b'dikas chametz. Why do we do b'dikas chametz by night? Elma, you want to tell me yuzmakdimim mitzvahs? Talk to Mara, that's only mitzafra, nivik mitzafra. Al zrizim, you could do it in Yidal in the morning. Why? Yom Hashmini Yimol, v'tanya kol yom kosher, el zrizim magdim mitzvahs. So the Gemara is saying, that Jews Magdim in the mitzvahs is a svara only from the morning. Al Zrizim, there will be no Inyan to do B'dikas Chametz the night before. Why? I don't know. The Gemara comes out because the Aron Nehor is Yafal B'dika, that's why you do it at night. Because you can't do B'dika with a flashlight, with a candle, by day, it doesn't do too much. Okay? Whatever, we're not learning Sachem now. But the point is, though, the Gemara said, why don't you do it at night? The Gemara says, I don't want to tell him it's Rizim. No, for that, you have plenty of time. You can do it Erev Yontif, Erev Pesach in the morning. So the Shtik Mashma is that Zrizim only applies from the morning, not from the night. Although, there's definitely places where it says the Farish that it's even at night, or Moshe has a tshuva, that it's talking about Kiddush, and it says that it says the Pasha Shapalai Liyesh Lazar Lahatim Komash Afshar. And so,
maybe just
one second. What? What? Even if there's no reason.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the Af Naima steht on in the Ksavim. Shein Chiyuv Mishum Zrizim Laknim Belayla Dain Yesh Lodem Als Mitzvah Bal Yod Chal Tach Mitzana. They steht there. Now, like this. There's a Shita of the Urayim. Fascinating Shita. He said, when is the mitzvah of Pinyan HaBen? Yeah? Upaduyav miben chaydesh. After a month, the 31st day, is the mitzvah of Pinyan HaBen. Says the Urayim, what's called a month? Yeah? What's called a month? Says the Urayim, and the Bach uses this Urayim, Chiddush Lalacha. If the 31st day falls out on Shabbos, do we do Pinyan HaBen on Shabbos? No. Why not? Famous tshuva of the Tshuva of Deshin, we don't do Pinyan on Shabbos. What's the problem? He says it's like a Kenyan. Yeah? You can't do it on Shabbos itself. Why don't we do it before Shabbos? And it should be Chal on Shabbos. Yeah? So he says there's two problems. There's a problem with the bracha and the problem with the suda. Problem with the bracha and the problem with the suda. Because you can't, because when we did it, when he gave the kohen the money Erev Shabbos, he didn't do the mitzvah. You haven't kind of mitzvah yet. When's the key mitzvah? On Shabbos. And then you're not doing anything. And then you want to say, okay, it should be chal 10 o'clock Shabbos morning. But ma'isa, you're not doing any ma'isa then. So melech is no bracha. And suda also, it has to be, says Shemaz Dash, it has to be nicker, the person. Well, what's the Indian of the suda? You mean mefaris to the mitzvah. But if it's not nicker b'chal, that there's a mitzvah going on over here, then there's no suda. There's no suda. And that's why some are done, I don't think we'll get to it, but the Lagabe, if Yerim Lamed Aleph is on Tainus, so Shail is, can you do the Pidyon by day and do the Sud by night? Is that a problem? So Akapanim, Shem Zeshen said we don't do Kitzim Ma'aseh. We don't do Pidyon Ben Shabbos, right?
But it is Chal if you would do that.
Yes.
That.
Now
don't make a Sud, don't make a Bracha. What's the big deal?
Apparently, it's a big deal. Apparently, doing mitzvah without a bracha is a big deal. That's a Mishnah and Shumas. Chomish lo yitraimu. No. Chomish lo yitraimu. We can't make a bracha. Aram. But it's a big deal. See, it's a big deal. So mitzvah is supposed to be done with brachas. Because there's no bittul mitzvah over here. There's no bittul mitzvah. Pashtus. Okay, that we'll talk about. I don't know if we'll get to it. By opinion of Ben, Is there such a thing called pin ben bizmanai, bin mesh le bizmanai? The pashtus is, right? And that's someone's possession will say. There is no, by milo it says, yom hashmini yimo. If you don't do the milo on yom hashmini, you do it in yom hachi, you're mevatel mitzvah saseh of yom hashmini. By pinyin aben it says, upaduyov mi ben chodesh tifte. From after a month, there's a mitzvah. Right? But the chayr is no difference doing it the pinyin aben on the 31st day or the 32nd day. What's all in? Zriz magdino mitzvahs. Yeah? So pashtus, we'll see the mitzvahs mugging around not like that, maybe even a tais not like that, if we'll get there. But either way, the pashtus shumas desh, and pashtus, it's only an inyan of zrizim. So meila, so in the shumas deshen, we're doicha zrizim for the sake of the bracha. For the sake of doing mitzvah with the bracha and having a soda, we're doicha zrizim. We're not doicha mitzvah for that. Pashtus, there is no bitl mitzvah by being doicha the pinyan aben from Shabbos till Sunday or to Mitzvah Shabbos. Akapanim, the sheet of Yireim is how long is a month? How many days is there in a month? 29. What? 29 and a half. Very good. 29 and 12 hours and Tof Shin Tzadi Gimel Chalakim. Yeah? And that's why we have 1 year, one not, 2 days Rish Chodesh and 1 day Rish Chodesh. Right? Because it's 29 or 30 days, right? Because it's really 29 and a half days. Let's say the 29 and a half days comes out on Friday. Right? Depending on the baby was born early in that day. Yeah? So then, already after 29 and a half days, it's already a month. And that's before Shabbos. It's on the 30th day. It's still the 30th day, right? It's 29 and a half. And that and that's Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, before Friday night. So says the Bach, that according to the Reim, you could do the Mila, you could do the Pinyan Ben on Erev Shabbos, which is the 30th day. Why? What? If you're able to, so then why not? You should do. You should. The Mela Zaktenay Yehuda, the feed the Yireim. What comes out? That you can't do the meal, you can't do Binyan Ben before 29 and a half days. We don't look at it as a month. You know, technically it's called a month. It's, no, you need a full month, 29, you need 29 and a half days. Now, sometimes, fakaret, let's say the baby was born right before Shkia, Seif HaYayim. So then, when it comes Leil Lamed Aleph, it's only 29 days, 29 plus, yeah? You don't have 29 and a half days until the next day. Right? So Mela says in Ayyub Yehuda, that's why the minig is not to do it on Leil Lamed Aleph. With Cheshish for the Iranian that holds you need 29 and a half days. Hil Chesh L'Chumra. They need 29 and a half days. And Mela, we wait until the 31st day by Yayim, because you have to start Cheshmining every time. Okay, when was the baby born? Is that so? Right, the minhag became we wait until the 31st day, by day. Yeah. Oh, but the shail is though. So Stechemet wants a taina that maybe the whole Yireim is the Yireim is the kula. The hainu that the if you have 29 and a half days without, quote unquote, 30 days, yeah, meaning, say even if it's not the 31st day, it's still the 30th day, you could do it. But if you have 30 days, you know, if you have a month, you have a calendar month, yeah, because the baby was born 10 minutes before Shkia, yeah, when it comes Leil Lamed Aleph, you had a calendar month, yeah, you didn't have 29 and a half days, but you had a calendar month. So Mael is up to Stechemet, maybe the Yireim is Maida, that if you have 30 days, then you don't need 29 and a half days. You have 30 days.
It's either or.
What?
Because
That's what he's learning. But Maisa, if you look at the Lashon HaRayim, and the Lashon HaRayim is much more like that, he says, L'chol chodesh dekra b'chodesh levana mairi b'chol chodesh levana kabbal b'deinu m'gamliel, that's not less than 29 and a half, etc. There's mashma that chodesh dekra, and it says, v'peduyav b'ben chodesh tifte, is chodesh dekra is 29 and a half plus. I would say we're going to stop.